This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your dog training. This show is brought to you by FamilyDogFusion.com. For professional advice, dog training tips, ebooks, and a video to teach your dog how to walk on a leash, go to FamilyDogFusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Dog lovers, thank you for joining me for another week and another show. Thank you all that have been helping me out to reach my goal of 10,000 downloads per month. The numbers are increasing, and I'm not quite there yet. Last week, we had a little glitch, and the show did not release until Thursday. I apologize for the problem, and I want to let you know that we are on it, and we have fixed the issue. This week, I am going to do another how-to show. Have you ever had to give your dog a pill? Well, let's talk about that today.
We would love for you to join our community of dog lovers. Log on to Facebook and search for our business page, Family Dog Fusion. There you will get updates as to what's going on with our dog-loving family and friends from all over the world. See events, our travels, or just information that you may need about the podcast, our book, or the new products we'll be releasing. That's Family Dog Fusion on Facebook. See you there.
This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's crazy behavior and brings a little sanity back into your life. I am Benny Copeland, trainer of people, behaviorist to the dogs, and just like you, the listener, a dog lover. Thank you again for all of you for listening. Today, you are going to give your dog a pill. I know not everybody has had to do this, but if you are a dog lover long enough, you will. I'm going to give you some tips and tricks on how to make this event as positive and easy as possible. Now, I read a few articles, and typically I would give my opinion on how the author handles the topic, but today I'm going to do things a little bit different. I found some great ideas through YouTube, as well as reading a few articles, and I came up with 5 great tips for you. Now, before anything, it is always important that you check with your veterinarian to make sure that everything is in order with your dog. And if it is a prescription drug, your vet may be able to help you administer the medication or show you what to do. What we are talking about today is when you are sent home with that bottle, and now you and your little guy or big guy are on your own. So let me give you something to swallow right after this.
Do you love what you hear in all of these podcasts? Does what Benny say just make sense to you? Well, if you want a more in-depth understanding of what it means when we say demystify your dog's behavior, then you need to go to Amazon.com and get Benny's book, Family Dog Fusion. Yes, we named the book after the website because we wanted things to be simple to remember. And most of all, we really want to fuse your dog into your family. In these few pages, Benny has decoded dog behavior. He's found a way to make what he has learned over the past 20 years of his life make sense when it comes to communicating with your dog. Also, the great thing about this book is you can mark up the pages, highlight the important stuff, bend the heck out of the spine even if you want to. It's yours. So we suggest to do all those things and then give it away and buy a new book when that happens. Family Dog Fusion on Amazon.com. Get your copy today.
Like I said, I watched several videos and read several articles about how to give your dog a pill, and this is something that I had to learn, especially when I owned a kennel. We almost always had dogs that needed medication, and I got really good at doing this. I've never really had an issue, and it's just one of those things that I've done enough and I've practiced enough, and I know some of you do have issues. I hear about this every now and again. Now, 2 things before I really go into the 5 tricks and tips to giving your dog a pill. 1, all dogs are different. Make sure you know your dog's temperament before you go reaching into her mouth. You know, way back in episode 99, I did a little homework on how to prepare your dog for a veterinary visit. And there are some really good tips and some things that you could do to help you prepare your dog even for getting a pill. Now, most times, This can be an anxious event. And if your dog senses that you are nervous or anxious about this, they definitely could get that way too. So definitely know your dog's temperament. The second thing is also one of the very first of my five tips. Check with your vet. Again, I'm going to reemphasize that even after I said it in the intro. If you can get your vet to give the first round of pills and to demonstrate, you will, one, know a little bit better about how your dog is going to react. You're going to get to see what your dog's going to go through. And also, you're going to get a very good visual guide as to how to give that pill. Basically, he's going to show you how to manually give the pill, and I'm going to describe that as your first step, giving the dog the pill manually. Now, what I saw in the videos and what I typically do, and this is the way that I do it, is now the dog's jaw basically moves from the bottom. So that's the part that opens and closes. If the dog's got a good temperament and you can you'll hold the dog on the top of the snout. And I usually pinch at the teeth toward the back. When you do that, the dog's mouth automatically opens. And then when you go to put the pill in, you got to go all the way back to the back of the throat, to the tongue, be over the little hump in the tongue. Now, I do some things, some little tricky things. Like I've put a little bit of butter on the pill. I've actually put a little bit of peanut butter on it, something that'll make it a little slicker. So it's not just the dog getting the dry pill on their tongue. So this helps it to slide down their throat. Once you give that pill and you drop it in the back of their throat, hold their head straight up. I'm like turning my head straight up away from the microphone. So hold their head straight up in the air. Now, some people have said, I've heard, to blow in their nose, and this makes the dog swallow. Some dogs can be very reactive to that. So I don't know that I would blow in their nose, but definitely I would rub on the base of their chin like I was trying to help the pill down their throat. And that rubbing motion tends to make the dog swallow as well. Now, with my Molly, when I do this, sometimes she could actually still regurgitate the pill. So I would let go of her mouth. And if she's doing that thing like she's about to puke, she hasn't swallowed the pill. So you either have to get it a little deeper in her throat, or you have to rub a little bit longer. Sometimes even having maybe a little treat or a little snack right after helps them to just want to take that and swallow it as well. So what you'll do in that situation, if they don't just open their mouth and start licking, if they lick, they've pretty much gotten the pill. But if they don't do that, then what you're going to do is you're going to help them to, you know, swallow that pill and get that pill down. And if you have to, go a little deeper in the throat. But typically, like the butter and peanut butter really helps that slide down. Okay, so that's how you would manually give the pill. Now, if you're with your vet, they're actually going to show you this, but that also can lead me into my second tip. And the second tip is see before you leave if they have some kind of maybe compound or a liquid that is available in that medication. Now, a compound would be like they put the medication in a treat and or something that's really tasty for the dog. A lot of the new HeartGuard and flea medication comes in treat form. And so those are really easy for dogs because they think they're getting a treat. The problem with that is sometimes is that if you're not supposed to give the whole medication, like you're only supposed to give half the medication. If it's a pill or something, you can break it in half. But in the compounds, you don't know where the medication is. So you could actually be giving the whole medication even when you're giving them half of the compound. So you got to be careful of that. With the compound, you know, I mean, obviously it's a treat, but those things sometimes are like 3 and 4 more times expensive than the normal medication, the pill form. And so you got to talk to your vet about that. Like, how much is this going to cost you to come into a compound? I'm pretty sure that glucosamine is pretty inexpensive in pill form and very expensive in the compound form, if I remember, because Molly had to have glucosamine. And so I used it either in the pill or the liquid form. And glucosamine also comes in the liquid form. Now, with the liquid form, you can spread it on their food and let it absorb into the food. Actually, that's what we're doing with Sandy right now. We're giving her a little bit of CBD oil because of her seizures. And we're just putting it a little bit on the food. And it seems to have helped. We don't know. I don't know a lot of the study to that. But don't trust me just because I'm saying that, because I don't know. But it seems to have helped. We're not seeing the amount of seizures that she's had, you know, with it, it's kind of reduced, but I think she still had one. So anyway, the liquids are good. You can also use, like, you know, a little thing to, you know, that's kind of a tricky way to do that, but those are good ways and good tips to do it. Now, the third tip is to use some type of tempting disguise or, you know, something to tempt the dog that'll want it. Like with a compound, it's like a treat. But if you don't have the treat option, you can actually just take the pill and mix it with the food. If the dog is a gobbler and they gobble down all their food, then more than likely they'll eat that. I know with Molly, that never worked. Always, the pill was always left in the bottom of the bowl. So, and she was a fast eater and she still ate around the pill. So it definitely is something that I've also seen where they can use the like put it in a piece of cheese or in a, peanut butter, you know, like I said, a hot dog. I saw someone use a hot dog one time. And what they did, I thought this was kind of cool, that kind of trick thing. But they took a piece of hot dog, they stuck the pill in the middle, they gave the dog a piece of hot dog first, and then the one with the pill, and then another piece of hot dog right behind that. So the dog was chomp, 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 and just swallowed the pill with no problem. That could work. Some dogs, you know, cheese is okay. Just make sure that any food you're using, I don't like to use like sugar-free foods, stuff like that, because there's some of that stuff that's not good for dogs. And we've talked about that in the past. They also make this little thing called a pill pocket, and you can actually buy them. They're pretty expensive, but they're really good for giving pills, especially if you're giving them on a regular basis or on just a temporary basis, maybe for, you know, 30 days or something, some antibiotic or something. But it wraps the food in a soft treat, and it's just a little pocket. So the pill fits right into it, and then you actually form the treat over the pill and then give it to your dog. And again, those are kind of things that you know, you can really use that are a little more tempting for them, especially like in the food. When you use a liquid and you put it into the food, it's going to absorb into the food. So that's a good way of doing that. Now, the fourth one, the fourth trick is kind of goes from that too, as I call it, tempt or trick your dog into taking the pill. So a lot of the disguise for the pill is, it can also be used with this. I saw someone in one of the videos where they tossed their dog a treat, the dog caught the treat, they tossed their dog another treat, the dog caught the treat, they tossed their dog the pill, the dog caught the pill, swallowed it, they tossed the dog another treat. And so the dog was just tricked into doing the pill in the middle of getting a bunch of treats. So that could be something like tricking your dog, tempting your dog. I know with my dogs, when I feed them separately, they have no problem. Oz is a big fast eater. He does like to eat fast. But when I feed all the dogs together, if I have multiple dogs at my house, they all like are in a race as to how fast they can eat. Putting the pill in the food in that moment, they'll always eat the pill because they're racing to see who can eat the fastest, you know, and then they go check everybody's bowl out afterwards. So that's a good way of doing it. The fourth way is just to trick your dog into taking it. And you know, you can do that, or you can give the pill right before you feed your dog. So that way the food is more of the dog's really thinking more about the food and not really paying attention to what you're doing and whether you're putting it in its mouth or whether you put it on top of the food or whatever. But right before you feed them, you've fed their bowl, you put the pill in their mouth, and usually they'll just chew it down because, again, it's kind of a way of tricking them. Now, the last one, my fifth trick, is more of something to help you or to assist you in giving the pill. And what I looked, when I was looking online, I actually saw, I have known these are around, but I've never really seen them until I actually went on to Amazon and looked for them. But there are these things called pill guns. And what the pill gun is it looks like a long syringe, or I don't know, have you ever seen one of those trash things where they pick up the trash, the little claw that picks up the trash and stuff like that. It looks kind of like that, except it's got a rubber end. And so you put the pill in the rubber end, and then when you stick it way down in the dog's mouth and you push the button, it releases the pill into their mouth. So this also, if there's a dog that has a tendency to want to bite or clamp down or is strong with their jaw, then you can use this pill device. They call it a pill gun. And it looked really easy to do, to use and to administer. Now, there's other devices as well. I mean, droppers, like if you just want to go directly into the dog's mouth with a dropper of medication, if you've got the liquid, or syringes. Now, obviously not with a needle, but the syringes is good as well. If you're going to reuse these things, just make sure you wash them out very good if you're going to use them for multiple dogs, things like that. And so that is something to assist you giving the medication. That's kind of the fifth tip for giving your dog medication, is to get one of those devices. Now, I called that 5A because the fifth tip, also assistant, it goes along with 5A, I call this 5B, is to have assistance by phoning a friend. You know, get a friend over. If your dog's pretty big and strong, you might want to have a friend come over and have them hold your dog while you put the medication in, while you're the one that puts in the medication as well. And so sometimes that helps, especially if it's someone the dog loves and trusts, then you can have them help you to give that pill and administer it either manually or using one of the other tricks. So those are some really good tricks that I found online. I'm going to put a link to the AKC.org. They had one on how to give a pill. It had a lot of these in there and some other things too. Anyway, I'll put that link on there if you want an article that you can read. But again, I just Googled how to give your dog a pill, and there was a lot of stuff, a lot of videos, a lot of things that popped up. So in summary, today in another how-to show, we talked about how to give your dog a pill. And you discovered the five tips and tricks for getting that medication into your dog. And you also learned that some dogs are much wiser and wilier when it comes to giving medications. Thank you.
If you would like to contact us, we have a link on our website, familydogfusion.com. We would love to hear your opinion, and we value your feedback. So again, familydogfusion.com. Or if you just want to send us a direct message, you can do that via email. It goes to familydogfusion@gmail.com. Your comments are important to us and help us with future shows. Thank you for listening to our show. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Also, go ahead and give us a 5-star review, because it helps others find our show. And frankly, we just love to read them. This show is produced by Eric Janer, and show notes are created by Carissa Dolan. Thank you to all of the Family Dog Fusion team and our affiliate sponsor, Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. For your free pet insurance quote, go to familydogfusion.com/insurance. And go to familydogfusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Be impeccable with your dog.